Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. Today I want to touch base on how we can help ourselves and others getting stronger physically and mentally, and why this is so important. For the last 2 years, I have been talking about getting healthy, and I've been touching on many different aspects. And today, I just really want to touch base on how we can help ourselves and others best. So we have fact one, about 80% of all doctor's visits are related to mental issues, overwhelm, depression, lack of self-confidence, self-esteem, you name it. There are so many. Another fact is the U.S. spends, and I said billions, and I researched again, and it's $2 trillion a year for healthcare, mostly on sick people, about 50% for sick people, and less than 3% on healthy people to keep them remain, you know, to help them remain healthy. What a sad picture this is. So I think it's really time for us to learn how to prevent getting sick where it's in our control and work on being healthy so we get actually the support that we need to remain healthy. Another fact is, and I just experienced that personally, so I can actually say I'm talking from experience. When things are done for us, we don't grow, we don't learn, and we don't get stronger. So when we do things for our loved ones, friends, clients, we rob them from the experience to find out for themselves and go through the process. And that's one thing that I just learned. I have an amazing coach, actually more than one, and they're so cool. First, I got annoyed because they did not just give it to me. They did not just say, hey, this is the answer. They said, you know, how about you find out this, or why did you want to know it? Or, you know, they asked me questions and actually encouraged me to find out for myself. And honestly, that is the reason why I am growing physically, mentally. I have less issues. I'm not wearing my feelings on my fingertips as I used to till even 6 months ago or so. But now it's just, oh my gosh, what can I learn? Why do I not know the answer? So where do I go to find out? And with the internet, with Google and all the things we have on our fingertips, there is no excuse that we cannot find out. I had heard this story previously. However, some wonderful coach just read it to several of us this week. And I am really compelled to read it to you. Pay attention to the words, and we'll go further from there. It's called Struggle is Good. I Want to Fly. Once a little boy or girl was playing outdoors and found a fascinating caterpillar. He or she carefully picked it up and took it home to show his mother. He asked his mother if he could keep it, and she said he could if he would take good care of it. The little boy got a large jar from his mother and put plants to eat and a stick to climb on in the jar. Every day he watched the caterpillar and brought it new plants to eat. One day, the caterpillar climbed up the stick and started acting strangely. The boy worriedly called his mother, who came and understood that the caterpillar was creating a cocoon. The mother explained to the boy how the caterpillar was going to go through a metamorphosis and become a butterfly. The little boy was thrilled to hear about the changes his caterpillar would go through. He watched every day, waiting for the butterfly to emerge. One day it happened. A small hole appeared in the cocoon, and the butterfly started to struggle to come out. At first, the boy was excited, but soon he became concerned. The butterfly was struggling so hard to get out. It looked like it couldn't break free. It looked desperate. It looked like it was making no progress. The boy was so concerned, he decided to help. He ran to get scissors and then walked back because he had learned not to run with scissors. He snipped the cocoon to make the hole bigger, and the butterfly quickly emerged. As the butterfly came out, the boy was surprised. It had a swollen body and small, shriveled wings. He continued to watch the butterfly, expecting that at any moment the wings would dry out, enlarge, and expand to support the swollen body. He knew that in time the body would shrink and the butterfly's wings would expand. But neither happened. The butterfly spent the rest of its life crawling around with a swollen body and shriveled wings. It never was able to fly. As the boy tried to figure out what had gone wrong, his mother took him to talk to a scientist from a local college. He learned that the butterfly was supposed to struggle. In fact, the butterfly struggled to push its way through the tiny opening of the cocoon, pushes the fluid out of its body and into its wings. Without the struggle, the butterfly would never, ever fly. The boy's good intentions, butterfly. As you go through school and life, keep in mind that struggling is an important part of any growth experience. In fact, it is the struggle that causes you to develop your ability to fly. And it was written by, as an instructor, our gift to you is stronger wings. So this story has been written in many different ways and forms. Now my question is, just listening to it, what is the first question? Why do we need to learn for ourselves? Well, one of the questions that we got answered there is, so we need to struggle. We get to struggle. It's not a have to, it's a get to, because the outcome is so much better than when everything is served on a silver platter. The little boy wanted to help the cocoon, the butterfly, to get out of the cocoon so it's easier and faster. And what happened? The butterfly was handicapped. It was never able to fly. It was swollen for the rest of its life. It could never amount to what it was intended to amount to. So the same with our life. Welcome struggles. Learn from them. learn the struggles, embrace the hurdles, embrace the challenges, and learn with them, from them, and through them. What have you realized or learned from this episode? I know I've learned quite a few things for myself, and that's why I chose this episode to share with you. And I just really want to create the awareness. Struggle does not make it easy. Or making struggle easy does not make you strong. How does that sound? So my gift to you is actually the poem. And there is another one. It's an audio for children. So please use those. Enjoy them. Learn from them. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments, I would greatly appreciate you contacting me either at my email, which is dythomson@gmail.com, or you can voicemail me or text me at 562-335-4956. This is something I would love for you, and this episode is something I would love for you to take seriously, to ponder, to think about, to take action about it, to reflect upon it, and come out with some experiences where you can share with me, and if you give me permission, I can use that to share with the listeners, areas where you struggled, where you overcame hurdles, where you had to push through stronger, where you benefit from the struggle, and where it helped you to become the wonderful you are today. So please, do share with me. Give me permission to share your stories or your concerns or your questions with the community here on my radio show so we all can learn from it with each other, through each other, and from each other. This is something that I'm very passionate about, everything I do. That's why I have become a certified health coach, so I can help you live a healthy life with healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. And when you're ready to find out more about it, again, contact me. And I will be more than happy to share more individually with you so I can tailor the program that's been working for me so wonderfully and marvelously and help you tailor it towards yourself and your needs. For right now, that's it, Howard. And the more questions I get, the more I can hone in on the next show. Looking forward to hearing from you. Have a most wonderful week.